Scientology is correct if it's correct for you. And if it's correct for you, then you're doing it. And I'm perfectly willing to admit the cause of having given you the idea, which then permits you to do it, and even go around and admit cause of you doing it. But that hasn't anything to do with you. Now, you'll only get to be a free people, and you only make a free people, if you yourself cause what you were doing. And if you yourself are perfectly willing to come upscale. Not stay degraded on other overts against you, counter creates of one kind or another. Not expecting everybody to withhold everything for you. But if you yourself can withhold, and if you yourself can do, then you yourself can cause, and you come up the line the whole way. You can't come up on a via. You got the idea? You are you. I don't care what the instructor tells you that you're doing wrong. I would think much less of you if you didn't say you thought you were doing right and go on and do it. Now, that makes a tough job for the instructor sometimes, because a student could be pretty knuckleheaded. But I won't have one of you doing something you don't understand. Now, I won't have you doing something less than well, caused by you. You do what you understand. You do what you can do. You understand? Nothing wrong with you listening to me. But you have all these ideas, basically, or you couldn't even communicate about them. Got the idea? Now, this has a lot to do with the next stage of case. This has everything to do with the next stage of case. Because at this make-break point of getting the individual to decide whether or not he wants to get well or what's holding him down, you're now, from there on, going to make it your business to disassociate him from identities. Because every identity he's hung up in is that much less responsibility as himself. Now, there's no question in my mind as to what I have done on the track. But I can object like the devil to have somebody shove it down my throat under another name. I do. I buck like a... It's made me mad on this planet for about 2,300 years. I've been red-headed about nothing. I knew what I was doing, but in a lifetime, I dropped this factor of responsibility to some degree and did it in a name of, and that name got a little too famous. And here and there, I've had a name that was just a little bit too famous, just a little bit. None of these very resounding names for this planet, all of them very consistent in effort and approach. And basic purpose goes a long way further back than that, and it's been consistent. All of a sudden get hung up in one of these identities, you know? And maybe I have to study it as a school kid or something, you know? Oh, pow. No. The Red Comet, you know, that sort of thing. Repeating identities. Well, in the first place, one isn't the Red Comet, ever. Even though he has been the Red Comet, one isn't the Red Comet. Let's get down to cases here. It's all right for you to call yourself John Jones or Mae Smith. That's a good identification, but it's a syllabic representation of you. And it's not you. You are simply you. There's a fellow that had quite a little bit of trouble with a case who was a very famous figure that died in the Alamo. Been around for some time, he died in the Alamo. He had an awful lot of trouble. Why? He was so much that person in that life and so little himself. And that name has lived on the track of textbooks and romantic stories. And he's gone, lived on, and been something else. But he got all mixed up with identity.